Morena e te whanau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I have not cracked it yet, but I'm here to share the highs, the lows, and the lessons along my own journey and bringing in the experts to fill in the gaps. If you have been here before, nau mai hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. If you're anything like me, you are a huge goal setter, you're super ambitious, and you have dreams of being better with your pūtea. But sometimes life can start taking the reins and you get busy, your load gets too full, and you just start lacking motivation. If that is where you are at, then this episode is for you. I have been there before, and so I'm here to share you all of the tips that helped me in my own journey with getting motivation when it's just lacking a bit, all right? So, you've already heard it. You need to rely on discipline, not motivation. But what happens if you literally have no motivation to even get started? That is why I'm here to tautoko you and your huarahi with your pūtea. Let's just start off with the basics, where I get started when I'm in the same spot. All right, so I found this quote that I really loved, and it's motivation isn't about waiting for the spark. It's about striking the match even when it feels dark. But what does striking the match actually mean? To many people, they wait for something. How many times have you said, when I start earning X amount, or when I move to X house, X town, or when I get married, or when I become friends with this person, then I will start being better with my money? The problem is that you're affirming something that you don't want. People think about affirmations as those things that are like, I am beautiful, I am strong, you know, all of those things. But these are affirmations too, because what you're telling yourself is, when I do da 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 da, that is when I will be better. And so you're just telling yourself this affirmation over and over and over again. And so what happens is you create evidence to make that true. You don't start being good with your money until you start earning X. You don't start doing da 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 until this happens. And the problem with this is that you're saying, In the future, I'm going to do da-da-da. And anyone who said that stuff before knows that the time never bloody comes. The first thing you need to do to spark your motivation is to actually cut the crap. To stop saying, when I, and to start being that person now. In order to become your highest self, you need to embody them now. Before the results, before the house, before the money, now. You have to take the reins and start taking control of your own destiny. You've got to do it before the results start showing up. When I think about my journey, anyone who's followed me for a long amount of time or anyone who's been here since the beginning, you will know at the start of Māori Millionaire, I would get like one like, two likes, three likes on a post. Did that stop me from showing up? No, because I believed in the vision. I believed in the mission. I didn't outsource my power to those results. I just did what was required of me at the beginning. Now, a more tangible kind of example, I didn't wait until I was, you know, until I had a six-figure business before I started investing in myself. I didn't wait until the results were there before I was like, okay, we're going to do it. I started behaving as if that person already existed and I therefore became that person. And I'm not saying, you know, invest as if you're already making six figures if you're not. But what I'm saying is like, have this mindset that if you can afford to spare an extra few hundred dollars, few thousand dollars to invest in yourself, then do it before you actually, like, you've got to cut the crap. You're never going to get there unless you start behaving like that person now. It's just like with the gym, just like with hot water. You know, it's not like, oh, when I start going to the gym, I'm going to start eating healthy and then I'm going to do, like, you just got to start now. Like, cut the crap, actually cut the crap. And that is lesson number one. If you want to start building motivation when it comes to your pūtea, you have to start now. Don't wait for Monday. Don't wait for the new month. Do not wait for the new year. How many times have you done this already and you're still waiting for the next one? Start right now. And in that, it can overwhelm you. It's like, where do I even start? Number two is you want to start small. I want you to make a commitment right now, one that you can actually stick to. Something like, I am going to do an audit of where I am spending my money. I'm going to upgrade to ChatGPT Pro and I'm going to get ChatGPT to help me do it. I am going to, you know, takeaways aren't in alignment with my goals and my vision, so I'm going to start packing my lunch for mahi. Commit to a small, consistent goal that you can actually stick to. Nothing that overwhelms you, and Because what happens when you set super overwhelming goals is that it's too scary, it's too big. So guess what? You do nothing and you stay stuck in the same situations that you've always been in. If you overwhelm yourself too much too soon, unless you're literally like David Goggins, you're just not going to be able to do it. So start small and build from there. So it might be that you're going to create a money plan or you're going to stop eating takeaways. When you do that and you master that, it's going to be so much easier to add another habit to this. You're going to start stacking habits, right? But if you overwhelm yourself with too many things, you're just not going to be able to do it. So start small and build from there. You know, my whole huarahi with my hauora losing 75 kgs, it started off with literally a 5-minute walk. And people look at me and they're like, that's Delulu. What's the point in going on a 5-minute walk? The results speak for themselves. They started small and I built from there, just like I do with my puta. You just start small and over time, the results, they compound. Then you can do bigger things, better things, and the results just grow. And it's like, wow, it wasn't that hard after all. You know, it actually is hard, but it's like your mindset shifts. Number three, to a toru, find like-minded friends. You've all heard the quote before that you are who you surround yourself by. But what if none of your friends or family care about money? What if none of them are on this huarahi with you? I bet many of you listening to this today will have some of those friends who just aren't on the same journey as you. You love them, but they're just not with it, right? Now, I am not someone who's like, oh my gosh, you need to cut everyone off. That is not my vibe at all. I believe that when you grow, eventually, you know, things change and that's just how it is. But if you don't have any like-minded friends, here's some solutions. Everyone looks at social media influencers to influence them, but you can actually be an influencer in your own life. You could start a book club with your friends, you know, bring the multi-millionaire book around, or you could actually encourage your friends to start their own journey. Hey, why don't we, you know, catch up on Saturday and let's set some financial goals. Let's do our money audits together. You know, it's so much easier when you do things together. But if they say no and if they're not interested, please don't let this be a reason why you can't just do it yourself. I haven't had many friends on this journey who are, you know, like-minded. I've since found many who are super like-minded. But, you know, if you're getting started and you don't have friends who are on the same path as you, just do it by yourself. Honestly, you're going to grow so much as a person. Talk to your existing friends about puta. And if they aren't aligned, you can find new ones. But the thing is to do it now, even without those friends, because when you start doing those things, then you're going to start finding new ones. I didn't start finding friends who had the same mindset, who were as ambitious and driven as me until I actually just started doing what was required of me, even without those friends. And it was only after starting the business, after showing up time and time again, that I actually found friends who had a similar mindset to me. Don't sit around and go, oh, I've got no friends to do it with me, or I'm going to be the only one. Just do it by yourself. Come on. You learn how to walk by yourself, you can do this too. Go to networking events. This is a great place to meet like-minded people. I have met so many individuals at networking events. Also, I use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great place to like find like-minded people, reach out to people, connect with people, do your thing. Like it's so much harder when you think about it, but when you just start doing small things towards achieving it, it becomes easier. Number four is, if you're lacking motivation, I bet this thing is lacking clarity, and that is your why. Why do you actually want more money? What is your actual goal? Don't just stop at, I want to buy X thing, or I want to, you know, do XYZ with my money. What is beneath this? For me, I grew up, you know, with relatively low income whare, and for me, I saw a lot of problems that came with not having puta, and healthcare was one of the biggest ones. Specifically even like mental health, where I thought, you know, if we had more money, this could be solved. Or if we had more money, we could buy this, we could get this help, we could do da 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 da. And so for me, money gives me options and it's solutions for different challenges that I've navigated or I've seen other whānau navigate. And that's my why, that's my vision, is to be able to be the change I want to see. And so what I want you to do is I want you to have a think about what your why is, because this is what will keep you going. This is so much more important than being motivated, because motivation is just short term. But having a why, this is what will get you up in the morning when you literally can't be bothered. So find your why, and I want you to go deeper. Why do you actually want the puta? What is it actually going to do for you? And unpack this a little bit. Like, what is it that you believe is going to be changed by having this? Because if you think, you know, money is going to make you happier, wrong. I know that so for a fact it's not a thing. Like, there's actually studies that show that beyond a certain level, money, having more money doesn't actually correlate to more happiness. But what I'm meaning in this is, what is the actual thing that you want? It shouldn't be happiness. It shouldn't be to look cool. It shouldn't be, you know, so that other people, you know, like you more, whatever it is. Like, there's got to be a deeper mission here, something that actually is aligned with your values and those deep things that push you in life. You know, I know a lot of parents are motivated to like provide for their children. Love this. Go deeper. What do you want to give to them that you didn't have? Number five, what is the vision? So you've got your why, you know, that's like, what is that deep value to the core thing that's pushing you? But your vision is a little bit different. And I want you to think about your dream day in the life. And what does that actually look like? What are the things that you have? So for example, is it that you've got a cleaner and you've got, you know, more time to spend with your whānau? You've got health insurance and you've got all of the healthcare that you need, and you've got all, like, nice kākahu that you really love that make you feel inspired. You've got, you know, really nice shoes to work out in. You've got a nice gym membership. What are those types of things? Like, for me, I'm not very materialistic. I don't really care about things like that. But for me, it's like experiences, it's freedom, it's time, it's all of those things. So I want you to think about your vision and even write a journal entry of your dream day in the life from the moment you wake up, and like go into activating those senses. So you can feel the satin sheets in your bed, or you can smell the, like, you know, the, I don't know, the incense that you have in your house. You can hear the birds tweeting as you naturally wake up, because you don't wake up with a blaring alarm anymore because you work for yourself. Activate all your senses and do a dream day in your life. Now, what I want you to do with your vision and your why is I want you to incorporate these into your daily routine. So first thing in the morning or before you go to bed, both if you feel like it, read these, feel them. Don't just read the words like, I wake up with my satin sheets and then I smell the incense. You know, like, actually feel it. Feel the full body sensations before it's actually a reality, and feel into this, because for me, this is something that really pushes me when the motivation is waning. You can feel it and you're like, it's already there. It's already happened. It's just a matter of time before these things happen. But if I choose to not show up and not do what's required of me, I'm not going to get this. So you've actually got to feel into it and then just be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm amped. I'm, you know, here. Because a lot of the time why people don't feel this like motivation is because you're like, it feels so long. It feels like it's so far away. It feels like I'm just hustling so much and I'm just not getting anywhere. But if you do this exercise where you actually feel into it, then you're going to be like, it's actually not even that far away. And number six is actually practicing gratitude and acknowledging everything that is already going right in your life. So say you want more putia. What is the money you already have? Can you actually practice gratitude for that and say thank you, like thank you to the universe for the putia that you already have? Because so many people are looking at what they don't have. And when you're focusing on the lack, that is what you're going to keep on finding. You're going to continue to find where you don't have enough money, don't have enough this, don't have enough that. Look at what you already do have and lean into that. Aha kua heti he ponamu. And I want to share an example with you. It could literally be a $50 Prezi card. It could literally be that, you know, you went to buy dinner for your whānau and they threw in extra bread. It could be that someone, you know, bought you a book. And it's like, it could be the smallest of things, but practice like full body gratitude. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how blessed I am. And I swear when you get into this frequency, you start finding more blessings, finding more things that are going your way, and you start attracting those. You are what you think about. And if you think about all the areas where you're lacking, where you don't have enough, you're just going to keep on finding more bills piling up, more, you know, not having enough money, just money disappearing, you know. So focus on what you do have. Lean into that. I'm just going to do a quick recap for you all. Number one, I need you to start right now. I need you to quit saying you're going to start on Monday next month, next year. bull crap, start now. Start small, do something consistent that you can actually build on. You can build confidence and momentum. Find like-minded friends and individuals to surround yourself with, because this huarahi is so much better when you're with those people. But if you can't find them right now, do not let that stop you. Start now, and those people, you will find them. You will start attracting them so effortlessly. Find your why. Deeper than the nice flashy things, why do you want more money? What is the actual goal? What is the vision? Incorporate your five senses, what you can see, what you can hear, what you can feel, what you can touch, what you can smell, what you can taste. All of the things, I want you to incorporate them all. And I want you to remind yourself of this in the morning, you know, when you first wake up, or at night before you go to bed. I like doing it before I go to bed because I find I wake up in this like, inspired mood. And then gratitude, looking at everything that you already do have, double down on that. Those are my tips if you're lacking motivation. I hope you guys all enjoyed this. I would absolutely love it if you could share this on your story, if you tag me, or if you enjoyed it, just send me a message, let me know. I always love to hear from you guys, and just like hear if the podcast episodes are landing for you, if it hit the spot for you. But that is us for today's podcast episode. If you have any podcast requests that you guys want me to record on, send me a message. Always love to hear from you guys. That is us for today. I will talk to you all again next week. Hei kona.